Hey, what's going on? This is Eddie Jackson from the Food Network, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
It's 720 WGN, high atop Chicago on our summer kickoff show, and excited to have on the line a former NFL football star. He played with the Panthers, Dolphins, Patriots, a Food Network star winner. You've seen him on Barbecue Blitz, Kids Barbecue Championship, now teaming up with chefs Bobby Flay and Michael Simon in the new season of Barbecue Brawl. It is the one and only Eddie Jackson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, what's going on?
It's great to have you on, especially on a holiday like this, and people are excited. Had to ask you, though, you know, you've got that background in barbecue with a bunch of the shows. Everybody loves to get out in the backyard and do a little bit of grilling when it comes to the coaches. So you being added to this is new to the program. So Michael Simon, he's got barbecue restaurants, written barbecue books, a lot of street cred there. Bobby Flay, not necessarily thought of as a barbecue guy, but he can do just about anything. So, Eddie, what's like the scouting report on your fellow coaches?
Well, you know what? I grew up watching those guys. You know, for me, it's kind of like, you know, the Bill Belichick and the Nick Saban. In the
So Bobby Flay is Bill Belichick for sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Bill Belichick and Michael Simon, you know, he's Nick Saban. He's catching up.
The format of the show is this, and on the coaching side, I wanted to check it out. So it says in the release, 12 talented, buzzworthy barbecue stars, but you know as well as I do, some people are better than others. Some people you'd want on your team more than others. How are they going to do it from a sports perspective? Is there going to be a draft, a scouting report? How are you going to choose who's on your team?
Well, you know what? It's all of that. It's a draft. It's a scouting report. You know, we do our due diligence to see who's going to be on the show, so we kind of know their skill set. But more than that, man, you know, we try to compile our teams just like you would, you know, in sports. You want someone that could, you know, maybe do really good in desserts on the grill, or someone that specializes in low and slow, or someone that specializes in kind of like fine dining, you know, with a barbecue background. So that's the way, you know, that's the way that we kind of compile our teams, is just look at the competitors and see what their skill set is and then try to build our team from there.
People think about barbecue, about grilling. It is one of the disciplines in food that is, when done at a high level, it is unparalleled. But also everybody feels like that they can approach it. You guys are going to be doing, you mentioned a little bit about the desserts, some twists and turns in there. So it isn't going to be just straight, you know, ribs or brisket. Talk a little bit about some of the different kinds of food you're going to see the competitors go up against this season.
Yeah, so I think the cool thing, you know, with me having a long, long line of, you know, kind of barbecue background, you know, from my grandfather, dads, and uncles, and all these different things, grilling and barbecuing is very versatile. So I think more than anything, that's, you know, the thing that people will recognize in the show and will see in the show, is that, like you said, we're not just cooking briskets and ribs. We want to show how versatile grilling and barbecue is, but also how versatile these chefs are.
Yeah, I think it is going to be one of those things. And there's a lot on the line for this. So if they win this, obviously you get a little bit of television immortality built into it. But they also get to be a part of Food Network, right, on the contributor side. They could actually have sort of a career, not only just win the show, but actually have something happen that's great going forward.
Hey, like I told my competitors, the people that was on my team, I was like, hey, I was on a TV show and I won, and look at me now.
That's it.
It's in the pudding.
It's like career counseling, right? You're like the mentor. Hey, just do what I did. Go to the NFL, be on a few teams, get some stardom, some notoriety, then get on Food Network, win Food Network star. Boom. It's easy. Just do what I say. This is the couple steps right there, and you can be the next Eddie Jackson. Well, it's not that easy, but one thing everybody loves to do is take it easy in the backyard. And we wanted to ask you, as we're asking all of our stars and pit masters and Hall of Famers and TV personalities, because that is the one thing that unites us in a bunch of different ways on Memorial Day. Obviously, recognition for the sacrifice of men and women in uniform and celebrating them with food in the backyard. You mentioned your family, your dad, your uncle, and all that, and the stuff you've done on the barbecue side. So for Eddie Jackson, what's on the grill today? What are you guys having?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I come from a military family, so this is a big weekend for me, and we always, you know, basically kick off the grilling season, you know, during Memorial Day weekend. So we have to have ribs. It's no questions about it. You know, this, we've been cooking ribs on Memorial Day, on Memorial Day weekend, for as long as I can remember. So definitely ribs. I love grilling chicken because, you know, it's easy. Everyone loves it. You know, you can play around with it with your flavor profiles, you know, with the chicken. And then we got to have some potato salad. Potato salad,
nice.
Quintessential barbecue side item. So I got to have that. And then from there, I like to have a little bit of fun, get creative. Maybe we'll do some street tacos with some smoked meats.
That is nice, right? So you've got some of those normal kind of the team photo of fan favorites in there. And then, of course, the street tacos, very hot right now to have that as well. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. And for Food Network, obviously, that's where you're going to watch it. I think it's the 14th of June is when the premiere is going to happen. And for the all the Eddie Jackson fans out there, going to want to cheer you on and kind of help you lead your team to victory during this. Is social media-wise, where people can go online, maybe keep up with your adventures, where can they go?
Yeah, on all my social media, it's just Chef Eddie Jackson. Yeah, I keep you up to date on all the shows when they're coming out, the premieres, and all the social assets.
Eddie Jackson, thanks so much for what you're doing, kind of helping out, not only on the barbecue side, but the entertainment side, the food side. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
No problem. Enjoy your weekend.